These people are very nervous about what may have been said by the church leaders to the UN envoy, Mrs. Tibaijuka. They are nervous because they know they did the wrong thing to demolish people's houses. So the CIO are not only harassing these church leaders by, you know, quizzing them, asking them questions. They are now also attending their church services. Every church nowadays, especially in areas like Bulawayo, Mutare, Harare, they are visited by CIO agents during church services to listen to everything that the preacher says, and then they write reports. It's all part of the harassment, you know, by the state.
Mrs. Tibaijuka is now in the United States to present her report on Operation Murambachina to the UN Secretary General, Mr. Kofi Annan. What do you think this report will entail? What would you say will be in the report?
From what I saw of Mrs. Tibaijuka, she was exposed to the full gamut of the, you know, disaster, the so-called Cyclone Gushungo. And she saw the government officials, but she also saw and talked to the victims of this disastrous operation. And, you know, she is very likely to tell the truth. She said at one time when we were talking to her, I am from an African country. I know how the state pretends to be what it is not. And she was saying this in the light of the many lunches and dinners that she was pampered with in an attempt to influence her report. I think she is very likely to tell the truth, and the truth is that there was really a violation of people's rights in many ways, including the killing of children.
If this report is harsh on Zimbabwe, what then do you think will happen to the church leaders who met her while she was in Zimbabwe?
I think they will be harassed further. They may even be disciplined by the state. They will be punished by the state in various ways. They will be harassed, and the state is going to intensify repression now that Mrs. Tibaijuka is no longer in the country, and the report will be negative to the Zimbabwe government.